Well, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for the Cattlemen's Congress Conversation. A chance to catch up on the nation's best beef cattle show, put on by cattlemen for cattlemen. Now here's your host, Mr. Ron Hayes.
Welcome to another edition of our Cattlemen's Congress Conversation. Ron Hayes with you today. And we are here once again at the Oklahoma City Fairgrounds and middle of the Congress, almost exactly middle of the Congress at this point. And with us, very happy to have with us Blake Nelson from the Maine Angie breed. Blake, maybe first of all, tell me a little bit about the Maine breed here at Congress in 2023.
Well, the Maine Angie breed, you know, is a breed that's on the move, and we're gaining popularity every day. It's and a lot of it starts here in Oklahoma. Some of our primary breeders are in this state of Oklahoma and very close, so we're glad to get to come down and have a national show here and a sale, which we'll talk about in a minute, to really display these cattle and show folks how good these breeders have made our Maine Angie cattle today.
You know, we've got obviously some great shows all around the country. Why is it that a show like this is helpful to the Maine Angie breed?
One thing that we really like is, I mean, just the Congress itself, location is huge. You know, we're in somewhat in the center part of the U.S., particularly in cow country. Great numbers of cattle just throughout this area. And for the Maine Angie breed, like I said, you know, we're very accepted a little more in Oklahoma and Texas. Then maybe even, and we have small pockets in the Midwest, but a strong, I guess, character of the Maine Angie breed is in this area. So this is a good place, I guess, if you're going to go to battle, you're on your stomping ground, so to speak.
So maybe for folks listening, maybe they don't know as much as they would like to know about the Maine Angie breed. Kind of give us a little bit of a tutorial. What, you know, tell us about the breed, the history, and where we are today with Maine Angie.
Okay. Well, the Maine Angie breed originated in France. They were first imported to Canada and then brought down there in the late 60s to the U.S. Originally the full-blood Maine Angie are red and white. And for that way, and we still have full bloods today. Like a lot of the Continentals, our breeders turned them black, which is the primary color of the breed today. And the breed itself was developed and continues this way today. They're one of the best breeds at converting forages to, you know, good product, to meat. That is something our cattle can do. We're kind of known as the power cross. If you're wanting to put the muscle and beef back in your cow herd, Maine Angie can do that as quickly in one generation as any breed out there.
You've got obviously your full bloods, but you've got some hybrids. You've got the maintainer. So tell me about that.
So the maintainer program is something that was developed there in the early 90s, late 80s. And what it is, we require a quarter blood Maine Angie breed for them to be registrable. And then that, from a showing standpoint, from a quarter blood up to 75% qualifies a maintainer. Then after 75, we show those as high mains. We also had developed the Maine Angus breed. I guess this is about the fifth year. And it is, of course, Maine Angus, but it's all documented, fully registered pedigree, either from the American Maine Angie Association or the American Angus. Those parents have to be papered in those spots. It has a little more stringent traits about that division, and that's been extremely popular. You know, when it comes to Angus-based cattle, you know, usually they're great at their maternal traits and some doing ability, but sometimes they need a little extra growth and maybe power to them. And that's where the Maine Angie can come in, and those two breeds work extremely well. That one's growing every year. Since its inception, it's grown about 15% a year and just continues to really gain in market. Well, not just in the show ring. I mean, that's part of it, yes, but from a commercial standpoint, which is more what we're trying to gear that for, those bulls, folks are really liking them because you're getting a lot of the same traits you see in some of those British breeds with just a little more punch to them.
And so this is obviously another way that you can extend that Maine Angie brand on out across a variety of situations.
Absolutely. And that's what, you know, we see is anytime someone's wanting to try something maybe new or fresh, sometimes they like to put their toe in the water before they'll jump on in the pool. And the Maine Angus can let them, sample what the Maine Angie breed can do. without a full dose yet, but I think once they get a taste for it, they're going to want a little more main blood in their cow herd. And particularly those calves, when they go to market, they'll push down the scales and really do what they're supposed to do for our cattlemen.
I know that you've got a reputation, Maine Andrew has a reputation for being a pretty good quality maternal as far as the mama cows are concerned.
And that's something often, you know, people just think of us more as just a muscle breed or a show breed, and I understand that. We've certainly earned that to a degree. But I think our breeders and even those that have used Maines will tell you those cattle, you know, we can provide those things without sacrificing maternal traits. Most of our cattle are really good uddered and have some longevity from that standpoint. In today's world, feet are so critical in terms of foot shape and hoof and longevity. That is one place we're really strong. So it really lends itself to what's going on in the beef industry today.
Maine Andrew, like a lot of these other breeds, obviously have got a lot of interest in all those genetic numbers, the data that we've got from EPDs and now genomic EPDs. That's, I know, an important part of how you're able to market to these commercial breeders.
And that's for sure. And one thing that we do, because we are, like you said, have so many hybrids, and most of the breed we're most closely crossed with is Angus. You know, just historically within our herd book, actually AGI, Angus Genetics Incorporated, that is who does our genetic evaluation for our data. We feel like that's one of the strongest programs in the country, and they do a great job getting our EPDs as accurate as possible so we can have those predictions and more information for our customers when they're thinking about the impact our cattle will make on their herds.
So for that that producer thinking about, you know, well, I need to try to make a few changes in my genetic makeup of my commercial herd, how do they get their arms around what's best for them for Maine Andrew?
Well, one thing I would, you know, just ask them, you know, first off, what have you been using, and just think about where you want to go with your calves after, you know, what do you want to change? I think one thing that you would see if you were to sample Maines is just how different your calf crop can be on that first generation. And when I say different, if you're wanting to add some of those things like we've talked about, they really, I mean, I hear that all the time, is one dose of a Maine can improve a herd quickly. So if you're ready to do something a little different, and, you know, in today's time where resources are a little tough, and we're trying to get the most profit from per unit. If you want to think about it like that, we want to enhance it as much as possible. That's one place our breed can go to work for you.
For the Maine Andrew breed, you've got, of course, several opportunities right here at Cattlemen's Congress. You've got, obviously, a great, outstanding open show. But you've got quite a few juniors involved with the program as well, right?
And that is definitely, Ron, one of our calling cards, our junior program. I believe second to none. We're not maybe as big as some of the others out there, but we have a tremendous junior department. Our director, Lindsey Brook, and assistant, Riley Barber, do a great job. We've had junior nationals here at Chickasha just a couple years ago in Oklahoma, and we have a huge junior membership. We really gear it where we want it to be fun, we want it to be educational, and a good place to come together as cattlemen and really just develop that next generation.
It's important we get that next generation excited about the beef industry.
Without a doubt. Not to be cliche, but they really are our future. And if we don't get them hooked in here, something else is going to grab their attention, and we need them. We need them to carry on and do the best they can to not only, you know, grow the beef industry, but when it's all said and done, provide food for the world.
Now, one thing we haven't talked about as far as Congress is concerned and the Maine Andrews are, you've got some great shows, but you've got a sale or two as well.
We do have our Bright Light sale. It is one of our premier sales throughout the year for our breeders. It's a consignment sale, and we have some of the absolutely best programs, Maine Andrew programs in the country represented in this offering. We will have roughly about 40 bulls and then another 15 to 20 females. A lot of those females are show heifer prospects. So if you've got any juniors that may be still yet looking for some heifers, they can come and get a hold of some of the top genetics in the country. For you guys on the bull side, we've got bulls. If you want to find a bull that maybe could make you a show calf or clean up some show cattle, yeah, there's some of those. But also, if you're just wanting to add some power and punch back to a commercial herd, we've got those kind too, and we've got aged bulls all the way down to 10-month-old bulls that could sure fit your program. So let us know if we can help you out.
And I would think what a lot of your folks that are exhibiting here at Congress, the breeders, they're always willing to talk to these commercial cattle guys. They want to show them a little bit more about what they've got. One of these days they may get a phone call from somebody that they met right here at Congress.
Oh, that's for sure, absolutely. And I would encourage you, if you haven't looked at the Maine Angus breed in a while, the cattle are different. Our breeders the last 10 to 15 years. Have made huge strides in making these cattle versatile and problem-free and really user-friendly, if you want to think about it like that. They would love to visit with you, let you know a little more about what's going on now, but I would encourage you to give us a chance and take a look, and I think you'll like what you see.
Thanks, Blake. Blake Nelson, the Executive Vice President of the American Maine Angus Association, talking with us here at the 2023 Cattlemen's Congress that continues at the Oklahoma City Fairgrounds through the latter part of this coming week. We thought we might throw in a quick bonus for you on this particular podcast, an opportunity that we had just a couple of days ago to talk with the governor of the great state of Oklahoma, Governor Kevin Stitt, right here on the fairgrounds during Cattlemen's Congress. Yeah. With Governor Kevin Stitt here at the 3rd Cattlemen's Congress. Governor, I know you've been obviously a fan of this show since day one.
Oh, absolutely. So excited. I mean, this is the story that I tell and kind of an example of a state like Oklahoma that believes in freedom versus Colorado. And when they shut their state down, we were very opportunistic and actually recruited this show to Oklahoma. And you're seeing the fruits of that play out year after year. So this show's here to stay. We've got tons of exhibitors and cattle folks from all over the country spending money here in the great state of Oklahoma. And it's a great show. And we're here at the Hereford Show right now.
And what, tens of millions of dollars of economic impact for central Oklahoma.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, hotels, restaurants filled, everybody's excited about it. Plus, it just promotes our way of life and the agricultural community, and it's something that we're proud of in Oklahoma. It's who I am. It's my roots. And so, it's just really fun to be the governor and come hang out here with all of my friends from all over the country.
And this is something that will probably last long beyond your second term. I mean, this is a legacy you've helped start.
Absolutely. I mean, so excited about it. I mean, we think this will turn into the largest cattle show in the country. And we stole this from Colorado that was there for over 100 years. And we think this thing will be here in Oklahoma City now for over 100 years.
Well, they got a little show there, but this is going to be the big one.
It's a little show, but we've got more exhibitors, and it'll continue to grow here in the state of Oklahoma. We do a great job. Our communities, Oklahoma City is a great venue. The fairgrounds, we gave money to the fairgrounds last year to upgrade their facilities. So we're going to continue to invest to make sure that they stay here year after year.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much, Ron.
A big supporter of Cattlemen's Congress, Governor Kevin Stitt for the state of Oklahoma. And that's all of our time for you on this edition of Cattlemen's Congress Conversation. I'm Ron Hayes. We'll see you on Down the Road.